Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking for the weekend.
I hope he's jumping in Albuquerque.
Friday,
with his daughter.
Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Definitely partying because it's Steve Miggs' birthday.
And thanks to the Mariners and the Hall on Occidental throwing me a big birthday party tomorrow so we can watch the Mariners game.
So thoughtful.
We'll be there around 5:30 tomorrow.
Yes, and so far you have not lost a game yet today, but we have Jesse from Burlington looking to deliver a birthday loss. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesse, are you ready to beat Miggs?
Happy birthday, dude, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, I appreciate
you. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing along at home, Jesse will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What animal does bacon come from?
Pigs.
Correct. Which national park in California shares its name with a U2 album?
Pass.
What is the superhero alter ego of Barbara Gordon?
Batgirl.
Yes. How many major islands make up Hawaii?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. John Stamos played Blackie Parrish on which soap opera?
Pass.
Which eye color is normally dominant in humans?
Brown.
Yes. Which franchise currently in the playoffs has played the most games of any Major League Baseball team?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
How many planets have shorter years than Earth?
2.
Yes, Toronto is on the shores of which great lake?
Pass.
How many different C words are used to determine the value and quality of a diamond?
2.
No.
3.
No.
4.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4 you got correct there, Jesse.
Ooh. I did it on purpose. I want Migs to win.
That was a gift. That was a gift that you were giving to Steve, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Steve?
Yes?
You don't have your work cut out for you.
You don't think so?
Maybe not. But are you ready?
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
Thank you, Cal. Let's do it tomorrow, too.
Yeah. What animal does bacon come from?
Pig.
Correct. Which national park in California shares its name with a U2 album?
Oh, Joshua Tree.
Yes. What is the superhero alter ego of Barbara Gordon?
Barbara Gordon, is she Wonder Woman?
No.
Princess Leia?
No.
Captain Marvel?
No. How many major islands make up Hawaii?
Major islands. 5?
No.
6?
No.
4?
No.
Damn.
John Stamos played Blackie Parrish on what soap opera?
Oh my gosh. I never watched it, but isn't it like The Beautiful People?
No.
can't think of the name of it. The Young and the Restless.
No.
Days of Our Lives.
No. Which eye color is normally dominant in humans?
Brown.
Yes. Which franchise currently in the playoffs has played the most games of any team in Major League Baseball?
The New York Yankees.
No.
Oh.
The Detroit Tigers?
No.
The Toronto Blue Jays?
No. How many planets
the
have
Chicago Cubs?
Yeah.
Damn it.
How many planets have shorter years than Earth?
Three.
No.
Two.
Yes. Toronto is on the shores of which great lake?
Lake Niagara.
No, Steve. Oh my god.
Lake Ontario?
It was Ontario.
You bastard.
Guess what? You tied 4-4. Jesse, I mean, you didn't deliver him a loss, but he didn't win.
Hey, happy birthday, man. I hope you have a great day and enjoy your weekend.
I appreciate it, man. I plan on it. It's off to a great start. Thanks.
All right. The superhero alter ego of Barbara Gordon. Our friend knew that it's Batgirl.
Batgirl.
There are 8 major islands that make up Hawaii. John Stamos was Blackie Parrish on General Hospital.
I was like trying to think of, like, in my head, I kept thinking ER, but I knew that was not a soap opera.
You eventually got to Cubs. You eventually got to Ontario. One that you did not get to, Steve. How many different C words are used to determine the value and quality of a diamond?
3?
No.
2?
No.
6?
No.
9?
It's just 4.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on your tie.
Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Mariners postseason starts tomorrow at T-Mobile Park against the Tigers, and we're going to preview this very exciting series with our buddy, Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. after Soundgarden. Steve Migs, we are playing October baseball in
crazy. The
Emerald City, which I am so fired up about. So who better to catch up with this morning as we go into the weekend than our friend Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How's it going?
Gary, I'm doing so great. We're doing so great. It's so much fun, like, just watching, like, different things on, like, YouTube or on MLB Network and just hearing the national broadcasters and the quote-unquote experts all talking about how the Mariners stand to be a team to they're a contender to win the World Series.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, isn't it?
It's weird.
the Mariners are very well thought of when you look at national pundits and how they feel about this club right now, for good reason. We look at the Mariners, we've watched it play out in September, and the rotation has been great, the bullpen's been great, the offense has been great. They've really been a complete team, and that's how the opponents see them. So I can't wait to get things started tomorrow. This will not be an easy series against Detroit, but I can't wait to get this going. I think I've watched every single pitch so far in the postseason, and I can't wait till the Mariners finally get their turn coming up tomorrow.
Now, Gary, I know we talk a lot about the players on the team and the team itself, but I've got a question for you, Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. Before a game like this, what kind of music are you going to be listening to? How are you getting yourself prepared and ready to be calling playoff baseball with our Seattle Mariners?
You know what's fun about playoff games is you live with every single pitch. Like, we prep, we get ready for it, but really it's just all about every single moment of the game. Because with a playoff game, you never know which moment is going to be the big one. It could be in the third inning. It could be in the fourth inning. And really, all that matters, everything else is stripped away. All that matters is that moment, that pitch. So what's fun for me is just the intensity of every single moment and how much it all means. And you're just living with every pitch. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And that's what I'm so excited about. And the atmosphere is going to be amazing tomorrow. I know the fans are going to live with every single pitch. And whenever there's two strikes, it's going to be super loud, looking for a strikeout. I just can't wait for the environment. That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
And dude, it's so great you say that, because I mean, I feel like it's like hockey too for me. Like, whenever I'm telling someone about hockey, like, watch playoff hockey, you'll fall in love with it. And that's the same with playoff baseball. Like, I've just been watching so many games as well. And you're absolutely right. When, like, even last night's game with the Yankees and the Red Sox, and you just watch, like, the Yankees pitcher on the mound, and when strike three happens and just the roar of the crowd, there's nothing like it. So you mentioned pitching. Do we know who's pitching for the Mariners tomorrow?
We don't know yet. Dan Wilson is going to announce that this afternoon. Today's kind of the media day for the series. So Dan Wilson is going to talk to the media and a couple other players. So we'll get all of that official information coming up later today. He has some good options to go with. So I'm anxious to see who the actual selection is for game one.
Yeah, say Dan Wilson gives Gary Hill Jr. a call and says, Gary, who should we pitch? Who are you going with? Who would you want to see on the mound for game one?
Oh, that's a great question. So there's a few different ways you can go. I think Wu would have been the obvious selection given how great he's been this year, but mm-hmm. he's a little behind after the pec injury. So I think it's clearly not going to be Wu, at least in the first couple of games, and hopefully we'll see him later in the series. So I guess the guy that has really jumped out at me, because I kept saying as we got towards the end of the season, this is a hot hand thing because the Mariners rotation is really good, really deep, and really even. And for me, the guy that's really jumped out the past handful of starts has been George Kirby. I think he has been breathing fire. I think he has been electric. He's been in these moments before, and he pitches great at home. So that's probably where I would lean, but if you chose Luis Castillo, given how great he's been at home, I'd be fine with me. If you chose Logan Gilbert, because he's been really dominant all season long, especially with whiffs and strikeouts, that would be a good way to go too. I think that's where, especially when you get in a playoff series, especially a long playoff series, it's really become the strength for the Mariners because they do have a deep staff. And on the other side of things, the thing that concerns you about Detroit in terms of pitching is Tarek Skubal, who I don't think we'll see in game one, but probably in game two. So that's what makes Detroit a little scary when they have one of the best in baseball that will probably pitch twice in this series if it goes five.
We're talking with Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, who you can follow on Instagram, at Gary Hill Jr. Now, Gary, the MVP talk is all over the country right now and kind of all over the place as far as people being Team Aaron Judge, Team Cal Raleigh. What are you hearing the most rumblings of currently?
Wow, it seems razor thin. The shame of it all is, in a different year, each of them would be the runaway MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Judge didn't exist this year, Cal would be unquestioned MVP. And same if Cal wasn't having this year, there's no question Judge would be the MVP. So I think voters, the sense I get, voters are just really struggling with a catcher who has done something we have never seen before and perhaps we'll never see again. And Judge is having another all-time great offensive season. Not to take anything away from Aaron Judge, because he's having a great year again and certainly an MVP-worthy season. So I think voters are really struggling with the historic nature of it. For me, I go with Cal because, you know, when I think about MVP, is Aaron Judge, did he have the best offensive year? Yes. But when you take in the entire picture mm-hmm. of valuable player, Cal as a catcher, running a pitching staff, doing all the things that catchers do every single day, body gets beat up, all the things behind the scenes, and hit 60 home runs, I just don't think we're ever going to see that again. And for me, that's the MVP. So I go with Cal. I don't know how the voting is going to go. I really don't have a good feel on what's going to happen, but I hope it's Cal because that would be great.
And Gary, we do have a favor to ask of you. I know you're going to be busy broadcasting the game for the Seattle Mariners, but you know the Mariners have unveiled some new food items that are going to be only available during the playoffs, including a really cool looking baked potato. We don't have tickets to the game, but we're going to be hanging at the hall on Occidental, like pretty much right across the street. So we're hoping maybe at some point you could go buy us one of those potatoes, meet us by the fence, and just toss it to us. We'll Venmo you.
It over?
Yeah.
Yes. So if we could find some bars that I could hand them through, that'd be perfect.
Yes! Yeah,
we can make it happen, man. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, I love it. Anything for you guys, I'll do it.
Well, Gary Hill Jr., thank you so much for just getting us. We're so hyped up, and you just continue to hype us up week after week, and this is the most exciting time in Seattle. Thank you so much, and go Mariners.
I can't wait. It's all happening tomorrow. Here we go.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of its chorus? If so, we have the hookup on tickets to see the band Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now to play the game we call Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Steve Miggs, we are wrapping up a week of tickets to see the band Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. Our contestant this morning is James from Linwood. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Well, James, I got to tell you, you're stuck with me because Danny V is in Albuquerque, so there's no wheel to spin. It's going to be you and I.
Sounds good.
You got this, you guys. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes, James, yes, this I'm is ready. Your clip.
All right, I should probably turn it up.
Can you play that again?
Absolutely.
I can totally help you with a hint.
Yes, please.
Okay, so
he's like, please get me out of the water.
The artist is a guy, and his last name is the type of creature that The Walking Dead was all about.
Zombie, is it Rob Zombie?
Yes. And
would you like to hear the song now that you know the artist?
It's harder to hear through the phone than on the radio.
All right, we'll try one more time here.
Okay. Oh, I'm still not placing it.
All right, the song is three words. The last word, the third word, is the opposite of boy.
Nice girl.
Yes.
Two more opposites for the first word.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the first word is the opposite of dying.
Living.
Yes. And then the middle word is the opposite of alive.
Living dead girl?
Yeah!
You got it, buddy.
Very appropriate for spooky season, too.
Good point.
Yes. All right. James, we got down one. Let's get the other clip. Steve Miggs, I am ready.
All right, here we go.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah, absolutely. Ready?
Oh, no.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yes.
Now, here's a hint. Today's my birthday, so I went with something. Okay, ready now?
Yes. Oh. Wait. Is Eddie Vedder singing?
Yes, of course.
So is it Pearl Jam?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, can I? Oh, I can't think of the song, Steve.
Would you like another hint?
Yes.
We have these in our car.
Oh, Rearview Mirror.
Congratulations, you won the ghost tickets, James.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah, man. Have a great time at the show.
Thank you, and a happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And this is totally selfish. I decided to go with my favorite Pearl Jam song for my birthday. And if you don't mind, Tyron Daly, can we enjoy the Mike McCready guitar solo?
Of course.
Freaking Mike McCready. drumsticks.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK right now. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Rob Zombie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, we have had quite a morning. It's your birthday. That's pretty exciting.
It's been a great birthday talking Mariners, having a good time with our friend Justin Ruppel earlier. I got to talk to Abe Lucas from the Seahawks.
Oh, big day.
Yeah.
And we received some texts and calls from our Rockaholics that we haven't had a chance to chat about yet. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. And it is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from this exciting show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have Melissa and Lindsay from South Kitsap on the phone, and okay. You guys want to chat about something exciting happening at the high school. What's going on, Melissa and Lindsay?
So right now, we are in the running for a $1 million stadium upgrade.
What?
Sponsored by T-Mobile. It's us and 24 other high schools across the nation, but we're the only high school in Washington right now. And we need a little support because it's all vote-based. So we're reaching out and looking for some support from your Rockaholics.
Okay, that is amazing that you're in the running for something like this. And I also love that you're the only one in Washington, so we won't feel bad being biased and just leaning towards you guys and just you guys. So this is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It would mean a lot for our community.
Just real quickly, can you paint the picture of what the stadium looks like now? Is it really due for an upgrade?
Yeah, great question. It is due for an upgrade. We were lucky about 12 years ago now to have had some great local donors with our Kitsap Bank Stadium is what it's currently named. Debbie Maycomer was a huge part of that. And we were able to get brand new turf. What we do need some help with is our bleacher seating that have been there probably since the beginning of the school opening about 100 years ago. The original stadium bleachers. So we're excited to make some upgrades with obviously the support of an entire state and backing. We are, I think, hovering around 5th and 6th right now with a school in Arkansas who is just, they are doing a great job over there. But Dirks High School right now is currently in 1st, and we're hanging on. We're coming up strong.
Okay, so we just got to get all the Rockaholics who are listening right now. And Taryn, you got it up on the Daily Mix Facebook page?
Yes, I'm going to share it on our Facebook page right now. It looks like you can vote with your email once a day. Is that right?
That's accurate.
We got to make this happen.
Multiple emails. You can have more than one.
Ho, loopholes. I like that.
And see, I've always wanted to. So we got to get this to happen. Get the renovation. I've always wanted to just like pick like a random high school sports game and like get everyone to show up and like become like the ultimate fans. And this would be great. You win the brand new, the makeover for the stadium. We come and cheer on, was it the South Kitsap Wolves?
That's right.
And Taryn, you'll like this because their color scheme, very close to WSU.
Oh, I love it. All right,
we do
Melissa.
We happen to have a lot of Cougs fans here, so
nice.
you're speaking our language.
In good company. Melissa and Lindsay, we're going to help make this happen for you guys. We're going to put out the link. We're going to have the Rockaholics wrap their arms around South Kitsap High School and hopefully bring home a new stadium for you all.
Absolutely. And just remember, you can vote every single day until October 24th. and we just need that support, and we would just be so grateful and so thankful. So thank you so much for having us on today.
Oh, anytime. And this has easily got to be one of the coolest things that could happen for a high school. Like $1 million to renovate their stadium. How great is that?
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm excited. Let's do this, Rockaholics.
I kind of want to order a hoodie right now.
You should.
This is my problem. I go online and I start seeing things that look cool and I start buying things just willy-nilly.
I mean, it's your birthday. You should be allowed to make a purchase today.
I am embracing the wolf culture.
206-803-ROCK. We have Joey and Everett calling to weigh in on a concert experience that you had back in the day. What concert was it that was more than just a concert? It was an event.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Migs.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Real quick, so I looked up the Mariners game. You guys are going to be at the Wall on Occidental. Is that like 5:30-ish?
Yes.
All right. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Be sure to say hi.
Anyway, so the experience, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was 1986, Defenders of the Faith tour for Judas Priest at Irvine Meadows in California. That's where I'm from. So anyway, I can't remember exactly what broke out, but it turned into a total riot. It started on the inside, and then when we were all filtering out like cows at the end of the concert, they basically stopped the concert. That's why I think that's why everything happened. But there were cars turned over on fire, total mayhem. National Guard came in. I mean, it was like, what the heck? Took us like 3 hours to get out of this parking lot. But yeah, I mean, that's the story. It was a great concert until that point. I don't know what happened or what ensued, but it was definitely more than a concert. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've never been in a situation. I've come close where I've been like at a concert, an event where like people are trying to flip a car over, but I've never been where like there's fire and there's cars being flipped over. Have you ever seen Judas Priest live?
Yes, a couple times. So great.
So I remember seeing him at the WAMU Theater.
Oh.
And it was, I'll always laugh and think about that because it was like right when I started dating, not even dating, I was just starting talking with Sid. And I asked her out what I was hoping to be our first date to go see Judas Priest. And she said no because she's like, I don't like the band. And I was like, all right. And at first I was thinking, well, that ends that. But I was like, oh, let me try maybe inviting her to dinner as opposed to a loud heavy metal show. And then the rest is history. She still doesn't like Judas Priest though.
But is she going to let you have sushi on your birthday tonight?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, you can join us at the Hall on Occidental for a Mariners playoff watch party tomorrow. That first pitch is happening just after 5:30. Steve Miggs, we are so fired up. And folks can get details on the party at KISW.com. Steve Miggs, there's so much baseball on right now.
Yes.
That I know a lot of parents are doing what you're doing, and that's trying to get our kids into baseball so that we can actually watch it.
Just let me watch one game a day. Just one game, please.
So how's it going in your household?
Well, I pulled out my phone and recorded my little chat with Tatum as we try to watch, I think it was the Cubs versus the Padres game yesterday afternoon.
Yes, Daddy.
Because I want to watch baseball? This is playoff baseball. What would you rather watch over playoff baseball? It's the Padres, and they are playing the Chicago Cubs.
Daddy, you're funny.
I'm funny because I want to watch baseball.
Yeah, she's not feeling it. She's trying to get the remote control from me at this moment.
What would she rather have been watching?
We get to that.
How was school?
DJ is bored of
baseball. DJ's bored of baseball?
Yeah, because she's panting.
And DJ's our dog, just in case you don't know. It'd be kind of weird if I had like another kid and the dog, the kid is panting over there. Hates baseball that much.
You think she would rather watch something else?
Target Dog.
She wants to watch Target Dog?
We are Target Dog.
Is that on TV?
Yeah, YouTube.
What do you think's more fun to watch? Baseball, football, or hockey?
And also just so you know, that, yeah, we ended up watching a YouTube show about dogs that look like the Target dog.
Perfect.
Because that's way better than watching baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Hockey, high five. What are we going to do for my birthday?
Menchie's.
Uh-huh.
Sushi.
Where are we going for sushi?
Trappers.
Yeah. It's going to be a party tomorrow. Tonight. And this, my friends, is why I'm very excited about going to the Hall tomorrow to watch the Mariners game, because I feel like if I watched it at home, I'd be watching it on my phone.
Oh, I know. Isn't that the worst?
As my child's watching Target Dogs on YouTube.
The Daily Mix Show.
1 week from tomorrow, we're going to be making strides against breast cancer in Seattle. The KISW team is ready to lace up our sneakers and walk for a great cause. You can join our team at KISW.com. If you can't make it, though, you can make a donation at KISW.com. Boobies rock.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. And what a weekend for Seattle sports, man. Every team seems to be playing this weekend, and it's going to be bonkers. Of course, you've got the Mariners with the American League Divisional Series. Starts off T-Mobile Park tomorrow evening at 5:30 against the Tigers. You got the Seahawks playing on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wearing their vintage retro jerseys. Saturday night, you've got the Sounders playing the Portland Timbers. So tomorrow, it's going to be nuts, and we're going to be there.
I am buzzing with excitement just to be anywhere near these games. I don't have tickets to any of them.
No.
But I'm just going to be in the general vicinity, Steve, and I cannot wait.
We're going to be over at the Hall on Occidental tomorrow around 5:30 for the Mariners game against the Detroit Tigers, which is going to be a blast. So come on down if you want. Hang out with us. If you're going to the game, swing on by either before or after the game, because we're just going to be hopefully partying as the night goes on, because the Mariners will hopefully be up 1-0 over the stupid Detroit Tigers.
I mean, they better win. It's your birthday today. That would be a great belated birthday gift.
And big thanks to the Mariners for celebrating the number 51 all season. And not for each row, but because of my birthday.
Not because of the big unit?
Well, yes, my birthday. Cha-cha-cha. Tomorrow's going to be a blast, so hopefully we get to see as many Rockaholics as possible.
Totally. There's a Florida man who was doing 107 miles per hour and got pulled over. When he was asked why he was speeding, he said it was because he had an appointment with his barber. Here is Michael being pulled over and talking to the officer.
Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
You have an appointment with your barber, so you go 107 miles an hour.
I'm sorry.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
I'm sorry. And he's just being honest.
I mean, those appointments, sometimes if you're late by a certain amount, they still charge you for half of the service. Or if you miss it altogether, you get, you know, you have to pay for the service. So I get it.
You're talking to me like as if I know. My barber is me in the shower with a razor.
I don't want to know what you're doing in the shower, Steve.
Okay, I won't tell you that. I'll FaceTime you. How about that?
Oh, God. No.
The funny part is that's not the only story in Florida about a guy getting pulled over and speeding because of something ridiculous. This happened over in Florida as well, like 3 in the morning. A guy was driving 124 miles per hour.
Do you even think our Kias can go that fast?
I don't think so. Maybe? Probably? I'm not going to find out, though. Well, anyways, they're like, why are you speeding? Now, this guy was not going to a barber, but he had a good reason. In fact, here's the police officer talking about the arrest.
The Camry driver did not have a license. That's red flag number one. Number two, this is all happening at 3 in the morning. Where they're going at 3 in the morning, I do not know.
Well, we found out the guy said he was going 124 miles per hour because, well, quote, I had to use the bathroom.
Again, justified.
I've had that happen before once where I was going a little fast, got pulled over, and I had to go bad.
Oh, no.
And the police officer was like, what are you trying to do? And I'm like, I know this sounds like a likely story. And I'm like sweating. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
No.
And he just started laughing. And he's like, I could tell your face that you're not lying to me. Maybe you should go to a gas station right now. I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Oh, lucky duck.
Yes.
Should we keep it in Florida, Steve?
Okay.
There's a Florida man training in MMA who left an intruder beat up and bruised after allegedly breaking into his home. Here is Henry Rojas talking about taking care of the intruder.
I'm prepared. You know, my first time, I don't feel in pain, nothing. So I don't like guns. I don't looking for a knife or nothing. Only gun and my hands. That's it.
The only gun are on my hands, and this guy whooped that dude's ass.
Yikes.
Hey, Thursday Night Football happened. It was a battle of two NFC West teams. It was a battle of two 3-1 teams as the 49ers took on the Rams, went into overtime, and Mac Jones led led the 49ers to victory 23-20.
That was a wild one.
It was a fun game.
I was ready to go to sleep and it just kept going.
As far as weather, 66 degrees, going to be a clear day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Thank you to all the Rockaholics who sent messages on the text line, on the social medias and all that, wishing me a happy birthday. Really, really does mean a lot, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.